the blue sky. Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go?
In the studio, the Arizona Painting Company, and our On the House Hour, where we spend the entire 9 o'clock hour talking about something physically on your home, castle, or cabin. It's painting today. And if you'd like to ask a question or join the conversation in any way, shape, or form as it relates to painting, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. Text 411-923. You can email info at rosieonthehouse.com. We were talking a little bit before the broadcast, Doug. A lot of inside painting last week and probably this coming week as well.
Yes, unfortunately. This is typically the time of the year where we do the most exterior painting because the weather's normally great. It's 70 degrees. But yeah, with the rain last week, we can't do anything outside. So a lot of our customers, they get concerned a little bit when it rains, and we just let them know, hey, we're not going to paint outside when it's raining. We're not going to do anything to jeopardize the longevity of your paint job. So we just have to push them and reschedule for a later time when the weather's going to be good.
And with the top-of-the-line Sherwin-Williams paint products, y'all are offering a 10-year warranty.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we offer a 10-year warranty with the Duration line from Sherwin-Williams. We do two full coats along with a back roll when we're using that paint. And we found that it lasts, you know, longer than any other paint that we've used here in the Valley. And we can offer that 10-year warranty by making sure that we're not going to be painting when it's going to be raining, you know, within a couple hours or anytime near or after we paint.
No cut corners on a 10-year warranty.
No, we don't want to have to come back and do any warranty work. But, you know, what we offer to our customers is a no-hassle warranty. So if they call us, and even if it's borderline, if it's covered or not, we usually just take care of it because we want to make sure that their house is going to look really good for at least that 10 years plus.
And in the desert, it's the UV rays that just start to break down the coating. I mean, you stick anything out in the sun, you know. And your paint coating is your wall's first defense against the sun, and it's taken the brunt of it.
Yes, yeah. And usually what we found when we go out to give an estimate, if a house, you know, a customer might tell us, well, I just had my house painted 3 or 4 years ago, and it looks like it hasn't been painted in 10 plus years, maybe 15 years. It's normally because A, either the prep work wasn't done right or they didn't put enough paint on the house. You know, they might have done a thin coat, just sprayed it on really quickly, and it looked good right away. And then what happens, though, with the sun we get out here is that it's going to break it down and start fading a lot faster. And that's normally you're going to get a cheaper price. You might think, oh, I'm saving a lot of money here, but over 10 years you're not, because you're going to have to paint your house again, which is going to end up costing you more money.
In the homes we've built the last 30 years, rigid, high-density foam board on the outside, chicken wire and stucco, mm-hmm. Nothing about that is waterproof.
No.
Now, if the paint job isn't done and done right, you're not waterproofed.
No, yeah. Your paint is your coating that's protecting that stucco to make sure it's not going to break down. You're not going to get any water to get through there and cause you bigger issues down the road.
And with that said, I'm going to repeat what I've said for 20 years. I would never recommend putting any kind of elastomeric paint on a vertical surface. When elastomeric came out, I'll be the first to confess, we made a lot of money getting homes all up in North Scottsdale painted with elastomeric. We thought it would be the best thing you could do. Well, I also have to confess, we made a lot of money 15 years later tearing all the elastomeric paint off and going back to the pure, breathable, 100% acrylic exterior paint.
Yes, exactly. That's the key, 100% acrylic. We did the same thing, you know, 10 to 12 years ago. We were using elastomeric materials and then started realizing that when you put that on a vertical surface, any water, air gets behind there and it can all start peeling off in sheets. So the only time we use elastomerics now is on the tops of parapets,
yep.
You know, the horizontal surface there. But on a vertical surface, we do not recommend homeowners using that.
I don't recommend you using anything that's not breathable. Mm-hmm. If you're considering a painted product that's going on the outside of your walls and it's not breathable, don't do it. You're stretching a rubber raincoat over your house, and that raincoat touches dissimilar materials. It goes from the stucco, which could be rough and binds very, very good, to a rough sawn fascia or barge rafter. And where that joint is going to be a moisture penetration. And monsoon season hits, moisture gets back there, sun comes back out, it literally steams the paint off the stucco. So let it breathe. Let the water come back out through the natural acrylic paint as opposed to peeling this rubber sheet you've spread over the top of your house. Well, I want to get back talking color, but we're going to have to wait for bottom of the hour break. I have to confess I had a family story just in the last couple of days. Are y'all familiar with the Scottsdale artist by the name of Ed Mell? He does a lot of landscape work, beautiful artist. We have several of his pieces. He's got a picture of the McDowell Mountains that I've just always absolutely loved. It's the view that I have right from my house. And I call it, I don't know what he calls it, I don't know what, I had to have it custom made, but it's, I call it Ed Mell's McDowell Mauve. Well, I just had a couple grandsons. We were coming home from a little picnic, and we were pulling in the driveway, and one of them yells in the back seat, "Hey, T-Pair, why is your house pink?" It's not. It's McDowell Mauve. It's not pink. I may have to change the color of my house. If I know people are driving by saying that house is pink, there's something about my old-fashioned manhood that really bothers me. It's not pink. It's McDowell Mountain Mauve. We're going to talk color here with Sherwood-Williams, Arizona Paint Company after this break. Y'all feel free to join the conversation. If you've got any questions about a paint project at your home, 1-888-767-4348.